Nabi Musa approaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and says, Allah, I want you to tell me who my companions will be on the day of judgment. Who will rise with me on the day of judgment? He says, one of your companions will be a butcher. He says, a butcher? He says, yes, a butcher. He's in this Falan location. Go and see him. He goes to the butcher shop. He sees that there's a man cutting meat. After the store, he closes the store. He takes a bag of meat with him home. Nabi Musa comes to him and says, would you mind hosting me tonight inside your house? He goes, sure, of course not. More than welcome. He follows this man into the house and he watches what this man does. This man enters the house. From the closet, he brings down a small basket almost and a washcloth. There's a very frail woman lying on the bed in front of him. He picks up this woman, he puts her in the basket. He begins to wash her body. He dries her, he puts her back on the bed, he puts the basket up on the shelf. He begins to cook a little bit of the meat. He takes the meat pieces, puts it inside of his mouth, chews it a bit, takes it out of his mouth and puts it inside this frail woman's mouth. Piece by piece, bit by bit. And with every single bite, her lips were moving. She was saying something to him. But Nabi Musa couldn't hear what she was saying. And afterwards, Nabi Musa says, who is this woman? He said, this is my mother. We are a very poor family. There's only two of us. I don't have enough money to hire someone to come and help with my mother. I do everything I can by myself. Every day I bathe her, I wash her body. The meat is so tough sometimes. I have to chew it for her and give her that meat. He said, what is it that she's saying to you while you're feeding her every single bite? He says that she's giving me du'as. And she's saying, Ya Allah, this is my son. Please raise him on the day of judgment beside Nabi Musa. And Nabi Musa says that tell your mother that Allah has heard her dua. And inshallah, you will be my companion on the day of judgment. This is the power of the dua of the mother. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.